or drawing on top of the sheeting.
Yeah, it could be on the
already a sheet.
No, it's just a bit of an outcome, and you've got one shower to put a whole net over to protect it from the roof.
Good morning. Shkurt to everybody for coming, shkurt for everybody's MD for giving me another opportunity to share some different material. Hopefully share some ideas which everyone will find interesting and insightful. We now this week's Parsha looked at the calendar this week. It says Parsha Pikudei Havsoko. Havsoko meaning that we're now in the series of the weeks of the Dalet Parshiyos. Last week Parsha Shkolim, next week is Parsha Zochor, but this week is a Havsoka, there's a break between the Dalet Parshiyos. So I was just wondering why it needs to say Havsoka on the calendar. Just don't write anything, I know it's Parsha Pekudei. And I'm not going to go into the calendar, the Halacha Sosim Shulchan Aruch about how the calendar falls. I'm sure someone either spoken about that or will speak about that when the calendar falls, how the calendar falls when we get the Havsoka. But there is an idea that I heard some time ago from Rav Mordechai Miller Zatzal, and he brought a Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi says that Meshalmi Megillah Omer Blevi Simonian de Parshis and Eyu. If you want a simon for these parshas, the Dalet Parshas, there's a Mishnah in Pesachim talks about the Dalet Kosis, the Dalet Pesachim, Bein Shlishi L'Ruvi'i Lo Yishte. The Mishnah in Pesachim says, between the third Kosis and the fourth Kosis, you shouldn't have any other Kosis. You're allowed to, after the first Kosis, between the first Kosis, after Magid, before the second Kosis, between for Kiddush and Magid, you're allowed to have other Kosis. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah brings this, and perhaps it's better not to do the Chachilo. The second kos and the third kos, obviously, that's in the middle of a meal. You can drink more kos if you want. But after benching, before the fourth kos, lo yishte, do not have any other kos. And the Yerushalmi Megillah doesn't say any reason. That's halacha in Pesachim, and that's the symbol for the Dalet Parshiyos. What does that mean? That means you can have a Havsoka like we do this year between the first Parsha and the second Parsha. Between this, we have this year between Parsha Shkolim and Parshas Shabbos Zohar. Your Havsoka this week is not one of the Dalet Parshiyos. You can have, depending on the calendar, a Havsoka between Parshas Zohar and Parshas Parah. But between Parshas Parah and Parshas Chodesh, Bein Shlishi L'Ruvi Lo Yishte. You do not have any Havsoka between the third Parsha and the fourth Parsha. And Rav Tzadok HaKohen already says that Yerushalmi is trying to tell me something. It's not just a curiosity, a simon. I need a simon to remember. You know, between Parashat Parah and Parashat Chodesh, there's no hesek. Why? Bein Shlishi L'Ruvi Lo Yishte. And you know, the Psalm Sofer says in Droshes that when we lay these parashas, when we're going through these manim, it's not just that we're going through these things. Obviously, we have these parashas and we learn the halachos and we do them, we carry them, this is where you're supposed to do them. But we're supposed to feel that we want to be Mekayim. He says the feeling that we have when we lay Shkolim, that we wish we could bring the Shkolim to bring Mekayim Mitzvah Karbonos, that itself is a Kolorot, that's the Mitzvah, and it's an Oinus, Kinu Kiyamtiyo. It's Kinu Mekayim, and that is what Stoicha, the Shkolim of Homage. There's a Kitrug, the enemies of Kali Yisrael, want to be Mekayim every year against Kali Yisrael. Some years you need more reminding, and some years you need less. And going through these parashiyos and listening to the Kiyusha Torah and having the truth that we want to be Mekayim it itself is Mekayim. He says that's Pshat Nigmar Megillah. Haman says to Mordechai, he comes and he sees they're learning what they're learning. They're learning Hilchos Menachos. Also, Koyimet Zidchu V'dachesh Shkolim Didi. All the money that I've paid to Achashverosh to allow me to do what I want, that's by the little Koyimet that you're bringing. The Koyimet of the Minchah, the little bit of flour, that overrides my power. So I see you learning Hilchos Karbonos. You know, they didn't have a basic English one. You still want to be carrying the mitzvahs. You still feel, halavai, you can do these mitzvahs. So it was like you still got the Zchus of the Shkolim as well. If you got the Zchus of the Shkolim, your Shkolim will override my Shkolim. Okay. So therefore, we're going through Dag Pashas. We're supposed to come out of that. We're supposed to go through them, and obviously, we're supposed to feel the Hisairus and come out and assess our own Avoida, etc., the way Chazal wants us to do. So what is the idea that Chazal is telling us, the Yerushalmi is telling us, when the Yerushalmi tells us that Beishishu Yuvi Lo Yishte, that's telling us a simon for the Pashas Poro, Pashas Chesh don't have a Hefzuk. So Ramotu Vanessa said, we know, everybody knows, based on Yerushalmi, that the Dalit cases are negative, the Dalit Yishonis of the Geula, Beitzezi, Bitzalti, Bualti, Bilakachti, four Yishonis of Geula used to think I'm a triumph, and then we have the Dalit cases. So now he says, what's a Dalit Yishonis of Geula? What was the process of getting out of Mitzrayim? So getting out of Mitzrayim was an extraction process. Klal Yisrael being extracted, they needed to cut themselves off from the influence of Mitzrayim, from their connection, from the hashpah that Mitzrayim had in them. And eventually, they come out of Mitzrayim, and a new nation, birth is given to a new nation. A new nation springs forth. He says, where do we see that? He says, the Lashonis V'Tzeisi V'Tzalti V'Ga'alti, because I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim, I'm disconnecting you from that which you should not be connected to. Then I'm going to take you as a nation. So there's a stage where it goes from being a disconnection to a negative to becoming a positive. You were what you were not supposed to be, we're going to get rid of that. And now you're going to become what you are supposed to be. See? So the Ramot Miller, there's a stage where you can't have a vacuum. There's a mishku uchu. Mishku yedechma with the Zora.
You can't have a what?
A vacuum. Mishku uchu. Mishku yedechma with the Zora. Uchu lachem es haPesach. You want to stop being over that with the Zora, you have to find a replacement for that. You can't just say, stop being over the Zora, so what are you going to give me in place? Mishku uchu. You want to come out of Mitzrayim and be a nation, is after Vayitzeisi, Vitzalti V'Ga'alti, between the Ga'alti and the Lokachti, you can't have a break. You can't say, you're not connected to them anymore, but I'm not giving you something else instead. If you're not connected to something else, I want to say, don't be connected to that, so then I have to say, and he said that applies to all sorts of areas, aspects, and he applied it, for example, in particular to Chinuch. And I remember the example that he gave, he said that you want your kids not to read non-Jewish books, for example. You want your kids not to read non-Jewish books. So, you tell someone not to read non-Jewish books, but what are you filling in the vacuum? So nowadays, we have arguably a decent quality set of literature which is suitable to the Jewish public. So, you can say, don't read this instead. But you can't just say no to somebody without giving them a replacement. So the same thing when a person wants to, a person is his own avoider, he wants to take away from his own bittul zman. He wants to think about his own relationship with other people. You can't just say, no, 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 not this. You have to think, this is the negative, I have to stop the negative, but you can't leave it in a vacuum. You have to say, if it's not a negative, then this is a positive. The Dalit Pashas, what are the Dalit Pashas? We go through the Dalit Pashas. So the same thing, it says you got shkolim, what is shkolim? Shkolim is a kapora, it's a kapora for the ego, whatever. The pasuk. Zochoy mechia samolik. Pora is also cleansing of tumah. It's a preparation. It's all proper hachonos, and avada you have to go through the stage of the cleansing and the kapora and the mechia sara. You have to go through that. But then you come to the stage of Pashas Chodesh. Pashas Chodesh LaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. Klal Yisrael are the ones who are Klal Yisrael, who are Koveya the Chodesh. And HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. Klal Yisrael now become a Klal Yisrael. This is the first Mitzvah Klal Yisrael got as a nation. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. You want to leave the Ra and the Sumi Ra Vasei Toiv, there can't be any gap between that Sumi Ra Vasei Toiv. The Simonim the Pashas Eidu, Ben Shlishin Ravi Lo Yishte. The simon of these patches is telling you that you've got the sumira, those are the three patches, you've got that same type, you've got the ritziva, italti, galdi, and you've got the rakhti. Between the third case and the fourth case, lo yishta, there's no hamsokal. So, when you're having to say this year, it says, I've got the lo yishta, there's another idea to remember. Now, interesting, achayish hazalachem, that was the time the Kali Yisrael got their power as a nation to be kovea, the Kinshah Chodesh. And I saw an interesting Chassam Sofer. He asked a kasha, interesting kasha, that the Gzeiras Haman was Chodesh Neimosa, who Chodesh Adar. So he says, so that's Sivar Eitzah. Why did they have a Sivar Eitzah? They could have made a leap here. A Chodesh Mu'uba, so the Chodesh Mu'uba, Shonamu Beres got 13 months, and really the 13 months, we know that's Adar, Chodesh Adar, but Mitzvah's Yotzai, but the real Adar, we know is the 13 months. So if Homel had to do it in the 12th month, which is Chodesh Adar, so if they would have had the Shonamu Beres, then the 13th month would be Chodesh Adar, and the date for the Gezeirah, there would be no time, there would be no date, there would be no way of fulfilling the execution of that date, because the Gezeirah was for Chodesh Neimosah, Shehu Chodesh Adar. But if you're Ma'ab of the Shana, then the Chodesh Shleish also is Chodesh Adar. And the Gzeirah was, the decree was for that date. Interesting question. Says the Chassam Sofer like this. The Chassam Sofer says, who?
Adar.
So it's really Shvat. It's really, you see the number of days of the month, it's really going to be Shvat Sheni, not Adar Rishon. Yeah? Okay, there are plenty of halachas where it's not treated as Adar. So, I admit it's an interesting question. Would Homan have listened to that? Okay, yeah, okay. So, but the idea that he says is like this though. The idea he says is that Klal Yisrael, when they were in Golos, they had said, you've got one in Sanhedrin, that Klal Yisrael said that they no longer Klal Yisrael, they no longer Hashgach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, they no longer have the mind of Klal Yisrael. And Rabbeinu Yishmael says to him, the Apostle of the Navi, Ezu, Ezu Krisus, which get have you received, the Eved Yonchti, the Shah Shechro, they said, Klal Yisrael said, an Eved who the master has sold him, he's no longer an Eved anymore. So if Klal Yisrael, if Kadosh Baruch Hu sends us to Golos, we're no longer his Eved. And Rabbeinu Yishmael says, no, and don't worry, B'chemo Shvuch Alecha, I'm going to bring you back, I'm showing you that. And how was that? That was through the Melech Ra, the Melech Haman, his Gezeirah, called Klal Yisrael to the Tshuva. Says the Chassam Sofer that when Klal Yisrael were in Golos, we know that normally the Kehel Goyim were alive. That Yerushalmi tells us that which we're given the Pashta Chayesh Chayesh Elachem, that is the power to be koveya, that the year works like this. And the famous Yerushalmi, that you've got a three-year-old girl, Besuleh HaChayzros, until three-year-olds, Besuleh HaChayzros, after three is not Besuleh HaChayzros. So depending on whether Klal Yisrael are ma'aba the year, that determines whether she turns three, whether Besuleh HaChayzros or not. The nature, the cycle, follows the yearly cycle follows the kviyus of the year as decided by Chazal. So that's the power which is given to Klal Yisrael with their Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael and God us and they're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sold us, we're no longer his Eved, so now they've lost that power. So they don't have that power anymore to be kveya. This is the Chesh Mubba and that's going to be kveya the Mitzvah. They've lost that. So they only got that back. Hadik Kiblu HaBimeach HaShverosh. When they were did tshuva, and they said, oh, yes, no longer moidor rabba loy reis, we're not saying anyhow, we were forced into it, that's kof alem hakegigis. We're willing to be mekayim et memei ahavo, kimu vekiblu, kimu ma'ashe kiblu kua, they agreed to accept what we already mekabel, so then they got back their power of Klal Yisrael, and therefore they could say, again, the tail game won't lie. Says the Chassam Sofer, Tosafot asks a question. The Gemara has two Droshes from the same pasuk. Kimu v'kiblu. There was a pasuk in the Kimu v'kiblu Yehudim. Pasuk in the Megillah. Kimu v'kiblu Yehudim. The Gemara dashes. It once in Megillah and once in Shabbos. The Gemara in Megillah says Kimu l'mayla mashi kiblu l'mato. In Shemayim they agreed Masha kibnu matu, there, which Chalitz decided that Purim is Yom Tov, the new Yom Tov. It doesn't say it in the Torah. They came along, this is Yom Tov. Kibu lamalo, it was decided that Malo, Purim is a Yom Tov. We're giving our certificate in Shemayim, kibu lamalo, Masha kibnu matu. So what's going on? The Gemara in Shabbos says, kibu Masha kibnu matu. How did kibnu mechasherish? The Suga and Shabbos talking about Matan Torah. Chalitz Shol were forced. Excuse me, you can say we were forced, we didn't re-accept it. But no, in times of Hamon, Kimu Mashi Kimu Kuba. So it says what's going on. Kimu Mashi Kimu Kuba. Is that the Joshua we're learning at? Or Timu Lamala Mashi Kimu Lamato? Says the Chasam Sofer, it's really one and the same. Because once you Mekayim Mashi Kimu Kuba, once Chalitz Shol went back to their original status of accepting the Torah and accepting the oil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then they get the authority to make Gezeiros down here, which Chazal and Shomayim say, we'll give a Hesher stempel to that as well. The Kibu, the Mano, Mashi Kibu, the Mato is dependent on the Hoda Kibu, the Meach HaShoirish. That's the some Sefer on the Chodesh HaTel Lachem. But this week's Pasha is also Pasha's Pekudei. And Pasha's Pekudei, having followed Pasha Shkolim, it's a Pasha of accounting. Eile Pekudei is translated by most Mephoshim as it's an accounting, it's an audit to show there was no embezzlement on behalf of Moshe Rabbeinu, which itself is very interesting. It says, story over that I was once by the closing Burger Rebbe, and he said, with somebody else, and he asked the gentleman, what do you do? And he says, an accountant. So he said, an accountant is a moedic professional for a yid. Why is it an accountant of a Rebbe professional for a yid? Because you know nothing can go missing. Everything has to be accounted for. At the end of the day, if something doesn't stim, it's going to show up somewhere on the bottom line. You've got two sets of accounts. This one's an account, the income expenses and the assets and the liabilities. Two things don't stim. Boom, you can't hide it. You can hide it, but it'll show up somewhere. And the fellow said, you're very right. So this week's Pasha Pekudei after Shkolim and accounting. And the Shaila, Moshe Rabbeinu has to give a cheshbon, does have to give a cheshbon. Interesting, does somebody who collects from Moshe have to give a cheshbon? You go around collecting, someone gave, you give Chesed Ross, you give 50p. You give 50p, and you say, you went around the whole shtot, you went around the whole England, 600,000 people, they all gave you 50p. You got £300,000. What did you do with your 50p's? You bought a box of tissues, you bought this. Well, does a person have to give a cheshbon or not? But he goes around collecting. This week's Pasha, he collected all his half shkolim, 600,000 people. So I'll give you these are all the shkolim. Yeah? And what happened? These are used for the adonim, and this is left over, so we use for. So the halacha and Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Tzedakah, Reish Nun Zayin, Seed base. Ve'im v'chashim ben tzedakah and gaboy tzedakah, v'loy behekdesh ma gizborim. You do not need to. You do not demand an accounting procedure from gaboy tzedakah. V'loy yichoshu es anoshim. They did not demand the cheshbon from people who did melacha. Ki be'emuna heim oisim. Says the Rama, u'mikol mokoyim kedei sheyukim Hashem Yisrael toim lehem litoim cheshbon. Nonetheless, it's appropriate. Transparency is always a good thing. People will not have any accusations, and therefore, clear. Make sure your name is clear. Make sure you have a high degree of accountability, and that's the proper way. What's the Mako for this? Says the Bir HaGro, the Moshe Kotzov Medrash Rabbah Don Chumo Reish Pashat Pekudei. The Medrash Tachumo, Medrash Rabbah, at the beginning of our Pasha, Dover Achei, Ish Emunois. Ish Emunois is quoting a pasuk in Mishlei. Zeh Moshe. שנעשה כי באמר לכס המשכון, אף מי שאימא שכיבזו לעצמאי, הוא כגד האחרים, הוא מחשב על ידי, שנאמה, אילה פקודי המשכון, אשר פה כאן מוישה, אין כסי, לא תעשי, אילה פקודי המשכון, אשר פה כאן מוישה פוסטו, אלא אשר פה כאן על בי מוישה, על ידי מוישה ביד יסומו. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he did the counting procedure, he showed it wasn't done through himself, he brought somebody else in, and he went through everything. Shor Rabbeinu, Mishra Yilichas, Nitzchum, 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 interesting. So there were people, sounds of the Medrash Bereishis, there were people in Tzonim who accused Moshe Rabbeinu of siphoning off funds. Now the Ben Yosef points out on the one hand why that should be, and on the other two how outrageous that is. Why? Because why did anyone accuse Moshe Rabbeinu of siphoning off funds? So that is. So it's because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't by Bidas of Mitzrayim. Because Chacham Levi Kechmitzus. This month everyone else was busy with Bidas of Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was busy with Arayin Shal Yosef. So everyone else was tremendously wealthy. He became also by Bidas Hayam. I'm not sure what his right was. He was by Bidas Hayam. But he said, no, Moshe Rabbeinu was left out of the picture. When everyone else was grabbing wealth, Moshe Rabbeinu was out of the picture. When it came to Luchas Shnius, Pesolacha, the Pesoiles, the leftovers of the Luchas, was kept for Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi says, Mikan, Nis'ashem, Moshe Rabbeinu came tremendously rich and the rot of the Luchas Shnius. So Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemayim, came down, broke the Luchas, brought Luchas Shnius, became tremendously rich, and the day that he comes down, he gives the instruction for the Mishkan. 2 days later, there's enough money, there's more than enough to build the Mishkan. And suddenly, Moshe Rabbeinu is a rich man. So, Moshe Rabbeinu has gone from being a relatively unassuming position to, in terms of wealth, to tremendously wealthy in the space of time. That as far as I saw, no, what has happened is that there's been tremendous ambition. But why, on the other hand, is it so outrageous? It says because the because this is a halacha in Sanhedrin, an interesting halacha, Mishnah Sanhedrin. Agoyin ves hakisva, kanoim poigin boi. Someone who steals a kli shoras from the Beis Hamikdash is kanoim poigin boi. He's allowed to be killed by the other kohenim who are outraged by seeing such an event take place. Then they're allowed to kill him. And so kill him. You come to Bezin, it won't be a chavisa. But because they see something going on, and it's so outrageous going on, so then kanoim poigin boi, and he's allowed to extrajudicially execute him. Says the Ben Yosef, what's pshat? He says we know the difference between a ganav and a gazlan. A gazlan is someone who's he's not scared of people. He's not scared of Rav Shlomo. He does it brazenly. People see him. A ganav is somebody who hides from people. He's scared of people, but he's not scared of Hashem. So Torah is machmir by a ganav because you're shown that you're more scared of people than you are of Rav Shlomo. He says there's one place where that comes to the fore. He says you're in the Beis Hamikdash. This is where the Shechinah is Shoira. This is where it's possible as a Rav Shlomo here. And you show I'm not scared of the Rav Shlomo. You're going to have a Kli Kisva. So then Kanoim Poigin Poi. He says now Moshe Rabbeinu is that person. He's literally pe al pe. He's speaking to the Rav Shlomo. He feels the presence of Hashem more than anyone else in history. And now you're accusing him that he stole from that. Avah became the kindness and the kimis that Abiyus and the kimis Hashem goes that far that he do it. The mice is very interesting. If you look at the Pasha, I just need more error. If you look at the Pasha, if you look at that as a counting process, it's a little bit schwer. The Rishonim asks is ready. First of all, resolve. We're told the totality of the amount that was collected. The amount that was donated, we're told that was collected. What was done with the gold is not detailed. When it comes to the silver, now how many shkolim, how many people there were, this was 600,000, the 600,000 that was used for the 100 landonim, those were the change, that was useful for the vovim, the chashukim, we're told, we're given some sort of detail. When it comes to nechayshes, when it comes to the Nechayshes, then we're told what it was used for, but again, not given the breakdown. So you've got the Zohar, we're not told B'chal was used for, the Kesef given a breakdown, and the Nechayshes, which is totally useful, we're not given any breakdown. That's number one. Number two is that, in the silver itself, the silver will give a very detailed assessment, the case of the counting process, yeah? But Rashi, in the beginning of Truman, says, besides for the silver that was given as a Metzah Shekel, there was also silver which was given as an Adovo. The Master Shekel was a chiyuv. Everyone had to give a Master Shekel. Everyone had to give more, give less. But the dovah, the general Mishkan, the Kupas HaMishkan, Trumas HaMishkan, you can give dovah, you can give silver. The Rashi said he did. And what's useful? Rashi says useful Kinsharas. Also Machlokes in Rishonim. So other Rishonim have to say there was no, the Eben Ezra says there was no extra silver given besides for the Master Shekel. But if there was, those Rishonim the whole was extra, so very nice, you give me a cheshbon of the Master Shekel is going to have, but what happened to the rest of the, well, how much else is collected? Doesn't even tell you how much that was. So it could be, Hayyos, the whole process here is telling us this is something which is the Fnimish or something. Better than the Chiyuv. There's Chara of Yisnikim. Fine, good. If you want a cheshbon, come, I'll tell you what I collected, I'll tell you how much I collected, I'll tell you what it was used for. I have to give you every little detail, I'll give you some of the details, you can see things stem. You want more details? Fine. You can always debate whether I give you more details or not. But that which is a chiyuv, that he gives a detail to the last question. That which is not chiyuv, fine. I'll tell you, Barak, I'm not chiyuv. It's only, as you see here, it's only listening to Mishra Sadin. I'll just finish off with one quick short story. I might have said it here before, but even if it's worthwhile repeating. It says, the Mishnah Shkolin, the first Mishnah Shkolin, says, Be'echav Ador, Mashmiim, Al Hashkolim, Al Kilayim. At the beginning of Ador, they let out Christ throughout the town, Bezim let out that. So now is the time to finish Kolim, and now is the time to sort out the Kilayim in the fields. What's the connection between the Shkolim and the Kilayim? Obviously, up here, Pshat, now is the time, they need to be new Shkolim for Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Kilayim, things start to grow, it's the spring season, we had to sort it out. But I want to tell the story, the fellow came to his Rebbe, and he asked for Brachma Panosah. And he's finding it very, very difficult, also. And they asked me, "Do you take my money?" And the fellow said, "No." He says, "Go home, take my money." A year later, he comes back to the Rebbe and he says, "Rebbe, Panosa, it's really difficult." He says, "Do you take my money?" So he says, "No." So he says, "I told you, go home and take my money." He says, "I can't go home and take my money." I said, "I was struggling, go home and take my money." Third year, he comes back and he says, "Rebbe, Panosa, you have to do something this year. You have to do something." He says, "Do you take Maisa money?" He says, "Yeah, it was very difficult for me, but last year I took Maisa money." So he says to him, "So tell me, what's your panoso?" He says, "I'm a greengrocer." He says, "And tell me something, how are you when it comes to the scales? Are you elich with your weighing out of the fruit and veg?" He says, "Well, it depends. If a yid comes to the store, I'm always straight and narrow. If a goy comes to the store, so then I can always tip the scale a little bit here and there." So he says, "Okay, yes, verstehen." He says, "When I told you to give Meister money, I told you to give Meister money of your money. You're giving Meister money from the guy's money. You're taking his money, and you're giving Meister money. So he gets the schus, you don't get the schus." He says, "Be'echel ba'ado machrizin al ha'shkolim al kelayim." He says, "You had to bring shkolim, but be careful of the kelayim. Make sure nobody else's money is mixed in there, because then they'll get the schus, and you won't get that schus." So we talked about the Dalai Pashas, we talked about the Dalai Koshis, we talked a bit about the Pashas Bekudei, and the counting of Gaboyim for Tzedakah, and the schus of the Shkolim, we should talk to these that we can be Mekayim, the behavior of Yomeinu, the Shkolim of Yisrael's design, the Kabbalah of Yisrael's design, and Confess of Yisrael's design.